Just learned something new right now. So from my one pad, I can open all three garage doors?
Yes.
Huh. Learn the deal there.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so we've got our doors. We've got the three different ones. So that's kind of the normal deal. I know to changing the doors out. I know y'all don't got to mess with the old doors and doing that. I know you have a great repair guy that comes out and fixes stuff.
Yes, we do.
Unfortunately, I know that all too well. we've got that. But what else? What are we thinking here? Is there something? So repairs, we've got that, the new doors, but the new doors that come out, you know, when you hear the click, 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 what she's talking about, y'all just did one for me for the golf cart garage. Literally, you can't hear it.
Right, and it actually is really important, and people don't realize this, that your garage door is the largest moving object in your home. It needs to be maintained.
But how do they do it so quiet?
I don't know.
I mean, it is really
right.
Quiet,
right. It is and mainly that's the garage door opener. A lot of the noise people hear in their garage is from their garage door opener, and that's where Marantech comes in with the quiet DC motor, the belt drive. Everything's super quiet on that. So it's really kind of funny when we replace garage door openers for people, then they call and complain that their door is too loud, and I'm like, well, your door is the same as it was before. It's just you can hear it now. So you hear door noise versus operator noise, and it gets kind of confusing to some. But that your door is going to make noise, and your hinges are going to creak and groan at times. The rollers do need to stay lubricated. So you really do need to maintenance your door at least once a month on your own. And they always recommend a non-silica-based lubricant. And all you do is you don't ever, ever, ever put it in the track itself or on the roller directly. You always put it in where the roller goes into the hinge. And if you do that at least once a month or every couple of months, you'll notice a lot more quiet operation. But then you need a professional to come out and service everything at least annually.
Okay. I've got to admit, Tanya, I've never done any of that.
I know. Most people don't.
And mine's, you can't hear it at all. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to confess something. I'm actually going to do this on the radio for everybody can hear. I screwed up. I'm going to tell you the truth. I screwed up.
What'd you do?
I went to one of the Square's big box stores.
Okay.
I bought a piece of crap. Can I say that on the radio? We have to cut that off? Okay. I took it out to the ranch.
Okay.
For my gate. It didn't even last 3 months.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to tell you, know the story, you get what you pay for.
Exactly.
I got what I paid for.
Yes.
And it wasn't very expensive. It was like $200 or $300.
Yeah.
It literally lasted about 2 months. So, folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm fitness with my friend Tyler. We like to shoot clay birds. She's a very good shot, too, by the way. So don't get too close to her. But so I'm going to tell you right now, I got what I paid for. Well, no, I didn't. I really did. I wasted $300.
Okay.
And I really did. I wasted just in the wind.
Right.
I didn't say that. In the wind. So you got that right? So I'm going to tell you, I already told Clarissa, what do you want for your birthday? It's in August, by the way. August 24th.
August.
Will you
okay.
Shooting
okay.
The
got
couple
it.
Of months?
Got it.
I said, I would like a nice one because she won't get out and open the gates. I have to drive, then get out and open
well,
the gates.
All right. Sometime, you need a new gate opener.
A nice one. But and I know this. I want you to talk about that next is our gate openers.
Okay.
So a lot of us have places in the country. If we live in West Texas, you know, our heritage, that's where we come from.
Yes.
And I know hers are good. So, but this is honest to God, folks. I'm confessing right here. And, you know, it's hard to do that right in front of you. He's looking me right in the face. I'm telling her the truth. But you do get what you pay for in this deal, don't you?
Yes, you do.
And you can go to different box stores here in town, and they're not expensive.
No, they're not.
And they will last all of 30 to 60 days. You got your 30-day deal. But you figure that's $100 a month. That's pretty expensive right there.
That's pretty expensive to open your gate.
Yeah, for 30 days.
Yeah, yeah.
So you either get out and do it yourself, or what can they do?
They can call us, and we can fix them up with the gate opener. We've been doing gates and gate openers for several years, but since my husband came to work here, he is the gate truck guy, and probably going strong for about 12 years now, and our gate business has really picked up. We're very proud of what we do. He is very proud of the work that he does, and he makes sure everything looks nice and works well, and it's a good product that we use. It's American made, and excuse me, and
mine wasn't American made from the box store.
No,
it was kind of high.
Yeah, well, we use right now we're using American Armor for our solar products, and it is an American made product versus some other ones out there. It's a very good, reliable, simple unit. They're not cheap, but they are very reliable, and you can expect to get, you know, if you take care of everything, you can expect to get 10 to 15 years out of one. So you may spend
not
the money up
days.
Front, not 30 days.
Okay. And just without putting you on the spot, and you can bleep this out, but how much money are we talking about for not a big gate, just a regular typical ranch
gate? Just your regular ranch gate with a couple of remotes, you're looking at about between $1,800 and $1,900 installed. Okay. That's tax, labor, product, and everything. Okay, and right. Then you can add on from there. I mean, you can add keypads and exit probes and any kind of, you know, we even have cell phone apps. Most of the time, the cell phone products need to be put on an electric gate opener because of the constant electrical draw on them. They don't work well yet for solar applications, but they are coming along with that. But you can add all kinds of accessories to them, and it can jump up pretty quickly. But most people want that convenience of the keypads to let other people in and out. So, but it's a reliable product. So that's our main sell, is that we put in a good product, we do good work, and we do warranty it for a year. So if you have any problems, you know, you call us and we come out and we see what's going on. So
there you have it. So you can either buy a whole lot of $200 ones or one good one.
That's right.
Okay, so for all your needs, how do they get a hold of you, Tanya?
They can call us. Our number at Concho Valley Door is 325-658-4146. Or we do have a website. It's conchovalleydoor.com. We do have links in there to all of the products that we sell. So you can go straight to the websites of the products that we sell, and like Wayne Dalton, Clopé, Marantech. You can click right on there and go to their website and see all the different products they have available. We are at 610 Art Street, which is about the 2600 block of North Bryant. A lot of people don't know where Art Street is. It's a little bitty tiny street. But
right off Bryant.
Right. And our hours are 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. We are open through lunch. So if you get a lunch break, you want to come look at some doors, we're there.
They have a nice little showroom. You can walk in right there and you can see several items and stuff. Okay, we're going to take another break. I'm going to let Tanya go back to work and make some money.